Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. My guest today is Dan Monroe. He's a principal and one of three masterful wordsmiths at Cayenne Creative Group, a brand development agency in Birmingham, Alabama, that offers national and international branding experience to help clients tell their stories strategically in ways that are interpretive and authentic. Dan has a list of great companies he's worked with, Alabama Power, UAB, a list of companies. But Dan graduated from Vanderbilt, and he's real involved with the community here in Birmingham, the YMCA, the Rotary Club, and an organization called Co-Starters, a program that helps entrepreneurs bring their business ideas into fruition. Dan, it's good to see you again. I saw you day before yesterday at Rotary.
That you did. Good to see you too, Mike.
Yeah, well, thanks for being with us. I know you're busy this time of year, but Dan's going to tell us about a couple of small-time leaders who made a difference in his life. But before, I always ask my guests to share something they're thankful for, or grateful for right now in their lives. So Dan, would you got something on your mind about that?
Yeah, I'd have to say it was funny, Mike, in sort of what you sent me to prepare to talk with you, you posed that question and it was related to work.
Yeah.
But I would have to say that what I'm most grateful for in my life right now are my wife and my son, without whom I couldn't even do the work that I do anyway. So I'm grateful for them.
Yeah, Pam and Sam are, I know y'all are a team. And well, good. We can talk about work later on then. So Dan, tell us about that. I know you've met a lot of people who influenced your life, but I ask you to think about one or two. Who have you chosen to tell us about today?
Well, the first is a guy named Troy Booker. And to sort of set this up a little bit, when I graduated from high school, I decided that rather than argue with my father about becoming an engineer or being a writer, which was more where my inclination was, that I would just go to Georgia Tech, that would be easier. And for all of the listeners out there, by the way, that's not easier. At Georgia Tech, if you're not meant to be an engineer, you have no business going there, which I quickly found out. And here was the kicker, Mike, was that I was paying for school with an Army ROTC 4-year scholarship. So not only was I screwing up in school at Georgia Tech, but I was running the risk of actually losing my scholarship.
Wow.
My grades were terrible, except coincidentally in English, which I did very well in at Georgia Tech. I was probably the only engineer that ever went through Georgia Tech who did well in English.
Yeah, you got one claim to fame there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's funny. My English teacher cried when I left. I think I was the only guy who ever appreciated her there. At any rate, I had screwed up and I needed to transfer schools. I needed to get into a program that better suited me. And my grades really didn't support a move like that. So I really was in jeopardy of losing a lot.
Yeah.
And a guy named Troy Booker, he was a captain in the Army. He was in the military science department at Vanderbilt University. He stepped up. He talked to me. And in talking to me, he came to understand that I wasn't a complete screw up, but that I was simply in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And he stuck his neck out for me, Mike. He went to the admissions department at Vanderbilt, and he got me in. He put his neck out for me and got me into Vanderbilt.
Wow.
And I was able to complete my degree, become commissioned in the Army, serve our country, and do all sorts of things that I never could have done had it not been for really the courage of this one man to step up for me.
Do you remember some of the things he said to you or things you learned from him through that experience?
With Captain Booker, he was an unassuming human being. So, you know, that sort of impression we have of a military officer who is what we used to say, Strack, who's got everything in one sock and got it all squared away. But Captain Booker was kind of laid back and easygoing. And at that point in my life, I had accepted this scholarship and really still wasn't certain I wanted to be in the military. I didn't know if I fit into that environment very well.
Yeah.
And in seeing Captain Booker and talking to this man who was humble, who was down to earth, who was in some ways fatherly, I realized, A, that I could fit in, B, that I could be successful at Vanderbilt, and C, that you didn't have to be the guy with the double starched field jacket to be effective as a leader.
So I guess he kind of stands in your background when you're living your life and leading your organization today. How do you see you applying the things you observe from him in your work?
Well, you know, I would say, A, it was Troy Booker, Captain Booker, but it was also that military experience. So if you think of life as being this sort of a bunch of dominoes, right?
Yeah.
So the first domino is Captain Troy Booker, okay, who gets me into the military, and without whom, Lord only knows where I would have ended up, Mike. I don't know. I don't know if I would have ever finished college, you know? So here was a guy who got me through the portal, who ushered me through there. And then I learned a lot of leadership skills during the course of my service that I have applied lifelong. Absolutely.
Yeah. So he kind of stuck his neck out for you and had some courage to do that. I imagine that shows up with you sometimes in your work with these entrepreneurs.
Oh, absolutely.
We take those pieces from those people that helped us and give back. And I know you do that in Rotary as well. So one principle you took from this time with the captain, it would be what?
It would have to do with, in a weird way, learn to judge a book a bit by its cover, if you will. So let me explain that. I mean, here was a guy who basically had about an hour-long conversation with me, who asked me some questions. You know, Mike, Lord knows at 59, I don't remember the exact questions he asked.
Yeah. Then, but I don't remember. What are we doing here? Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm right there with you, brother. But he asked some questions, but, you know, he took the time to really look at me. Mm-hmm. He looked at me hard. He was a good judge of people, a good judge of character, I'd like to believe at any rate. And I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I try to look at them. I try to really hear them and understand where they are in life and how the things that have driven them to where they are are often things that were either, you know, bad decisions or even things they had no control over, you know? So give them a chance, man.
Yes. Yeah. Give everybody the benefit of the doubt because we all have things we're dealing with. Well, Dan, thanks so much for sharing us about your Captain Booker there. I'm going to wrap up now and we'll follow up with you. Dan will be in our next episode as well to tell us another story about another small time leader in his life. So Dan, look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks again so much.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.